Neothink Radio Network.
NTR presents NTR Radio Network, a new way of thinking with your host, Shalene.
Before we get going and I talk about who's going to be on the show today, I want to let everyone know that this show is actually going to be airing on September 11th, marking the 10th anniversary of the horrific slaughter of innocent people by terrorists. And I want to let all of you know that my heart goes out to all of us, meaning including me, because we've all been affected by this tragedy. And personally, I will never forget, and I know none of you will either. I'd like to tell you about the show today. Today, I'd like to introduce you to the 12 Visions Party of the State of New York, the men and women of the of this party, and I'd like to ask them, what is the 12 Visions Party? Is it another Tea Party, a movement? And what makes this party different than all the rest? We'll find out when we come back. And up next, the 12 Visions Party of the State of New York officers. You're listening to Neothink Radio. This is Shalene, and we'll be right back.
Gas prices got you down? Ready for $6 a gallon fuel? Get smart and go green with the same machine. With the Intercharger Smart Emissions Reducer, enjoy increased gas mileage, reduced vehicle maintenance, while doing your part to help the environment. At just $404 installed for most vehicles, no outrageous claims, the technology speaks for itself. We're so confident that we offer a full 90-day money-back product guarantee. Scores of vehicle owners are already seeing a tremendous return on their investment, like New York City taxi and limo owners, municipalities, and large business fleets. Intercharger Smart Emissions Reducer is recognized by the New York City Taxi and Limo Commission, the California Air Resource Board, and the Independent Testing Laboratories. And now, you can take full advantage of this tremendous technology. Call Extreme Energy Solutions at 973-209-3450. That's 973-209-3450. Visit us online at www.extremeenergysolutions.net to learn more about other vehicle owners who are benefiting from the Intercharger's Smart Emissions Reducer. 973-209-3450.
After college, I really let myself go. I gained a ton of weight, lost my self-esteem, and my career seemed to be going nowhere. But then, about a year ago, I met USA Martial Arts Hall of Fame master teacher, Soke Joe. Soke Joe runs New York Martial Arts right in the Huntington area. And let me tell you, this changed my life. I lost almost all of the weight I gained. I'm now in shape mentally and physically, and I've had 3 promotions at work since I've been training with Soke Joe. So if you're interested in self-protection, relaxation, restored self-confidence, just go to New York Martial Arts, hombu.com. That's New York Martial Arts, HOMBU.com. New York Martial Arts, 40 years of improving lives through martial arts training.
Neothink Radio Network. Visit neothinkradio.com.
Today I have the officers of the New York State 12 Visions Party. We have Costas Despos, Chairman, Dominic Leonardo, Vice Chair, Charles Riley, Secretary, and Helen Betzenhauser, Treasurer. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Neothink Radio.
Hello,
Shalene. Hello, Shalene. Thank you.
Hi, Shalene.
Hey. I know all of them personally, so I'm really pleased that all of you could join us on the show today. And I'd like to ask Costas Despos, chairman of the 12 Visions Party of the State of New York, what does it stand for? What does the 12 Visions Party stand for?
Well, Shalene, simply, the 12 Visions Party stands behind protection. The purpose of government today has been sidetracked, for lack of a better word. The government today has assumed a role of social good, doing social good with social programs. The purpose of the 12 Visions Party is to assume the only proper purpose of government, which is protection of the individuals, protection of property, and protection against initiatory force, fraud, or coercion. And the purpose also of the 12 Visions Party is to depoliticize America make everybody rich, including the poor. Our basic purpose, you know, again, is to depoliticize America, make everybody rich, and provide a service of protection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when the rights of the individual are protected, the rights of everyone are protected.
You know, to me, it seems like that there's not too many parties or movements out there that are actually saying that. You know, it seems to me that this 12 Visions party is the only party that is out there saying that they're going to be depoliticizing America. I mean, that's pretty exciting to me.
As a matter of fact, Shalene, it is the only party that will depoliticize America. The other political parties out there, for example, the Democratic, the Republican, the Tea Party, or any other third party out there, their ideas are good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't get me wrong. They have the right ideas. You know, they're trying to help the public through the social good programs. But in reality, they are all career politicians. Mm-hmm. Everybody involved in these big parties today are all career politicians, and all they really care is about their careers.
And can I ask you, I also heard about the 12 Visions Party that it's also the only party that will eventually eliminate itself. I'm like, what? Now what does that mean?
Well, yes. The purpose of the 12 Visions Party is to depoliticize America. And when that happens, mm-hmm. we will introduce the protection-only budget. And the protection-only budget will direct funds to protection.
Hmm.
Only. Now, protection from external threats, could be terrorists, it could be another country, or protection within the country with courts, police, and the army. And when the term of the 12 Visions Party ends, the presidency ends, the 12 Visions government will disassemble itself, and it will exist no more.
So you're saying there won't be any need for politicians any longer?
No. As a matter of fact, today's society has no room for career politicians. All these career politicians, like I said before, all they care about is their careers. This is
mm-hmm.
all they know how to do. So they will have to find a different way to make their living. They will have to figure out a different way to sustain themselves instead of having the money there from the taxpayers. The 12 Visions Party will put in office career market businessmen and women.
Mm-hmm.
They have proven that they can run a successful business. And all this market businessmen and women already have careers. They already have their businesses. They already make the money. So none of these people is interested in staying in office and controlling people. And the way that we're going to really accomplish this is through the Prime Law. Yeah, what the Prime Law will do is remove men from creating laws and or agenda laws for the social good. All the laws that are created will filter through the Prime Law. Also, what the entire party, the 12 Visions Party, has been it's been created around the Prime Law. All businessmen and women that would assume office after the Great Displacement Program takes effect, everyone will adhere to the Prime Law protection. And as I mentioned before, the 12 Visions Party purpose is to depoliticize America, make everybody rich, and assume the proper role of protection, you know, provide protection. And it's going to be run just like a business,
mm-hmm.
You know, with a bottom line. Because the service, we will provide a service, and the service is protection. Protection from initiatory force, fraud, or coercion. That's why we are going to have courts and police and the army to protect us, as I mentioned before, from external threats.
Well, to me, that's very exciting because I'm breaking it down on a very personal level. So in other words, that prime law of protection will protect me from being forced to pay taxes. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Forced taxation will be eliminated.
Okay.
And just by doing that, by eliminating forced taxation, the people will automatically be richer.
Right.
It's an automatic, an instant raise, let's put it that way, that puts more money into the people's pockets, more food on the family's table. People can pay now for something more that they want, or they can pay off their credit card, they can buy their new car they were thinking about, or, you know, pay their bills. We know that today in America, you know, people are struggling.
Well, I think you definitely answered my questions, and I'm very excited to hear about the Prime Law. And thank you. Earlier, before the show, I was speaking with Dominic Lunardo, vice chair of the New York State Twelve Visions Party, and we did talk about the Prime Law, and he does want to read the Prime Law. However, before that, I'd like to ask you, Dominic, what is your personal reason for becoming an officer for the Twelve Visions Party State of New York?
Well, hello, Shalene. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm really excited and appreciate it. I'd like to add to what Kostas, the chairman, was actually saying on how to make all the people rich and the taxation. People have a hard time wrapping their head around that. Well, it's as simple as this. You don't have to pay taxes as you do today by force. It's going to be voluntary pay. So what that means is that, let's use schools as an example. People pay taxes for schools that don't have children. That's not fair. Other people also pay taxes for schools and then send their children to private schools. See, so they're paying twice for schools. So they're paying the tax to send their children to school that they don't attend, and then they're paying to send their kids to private school. So we're going to make it all private. So if you want to send your children to school, there's going to be a fee involved. And the fee is going to be similar to what the taxes are now. If you don't want to send your kids to school, then you don't pay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's voluntary. People are going to want to pay for the service that is provided. And the reason that I became and stepped up to be an officer of the 12 Visions Party of New York is that I love the idea of honest, integrated business. I love to help people get out of their stagnant jobs, help people do what they love to do instead of what they believe they have to do. We love to stimulate the minds of individuals, encourage them. See, we want people to think for themselves, and we want to give opportunity to excel and grow in whichever field of endeavor they choose. We want people to do what they want to do, not what they believe they have to do. This is what really grabbed my attention, and really I started really digging into it. And then it came down to, first and foremost, I fell in love with the foundation and the prime law of the TVP. And us ordinary people need to defend ourselves, like you and I, just as ordinary regular folks, really need to defend ourselves from crashing big corporations and depleting jobs. And to get to the prime law, I'd love to recite the prime law. This needs to be amended to the Constitution. The Constitution was put together by forefathers, incredibly brilliant, but they left out one key ingredient, and that is initiatory force. And the prime law states this: the fundamental of protection, preamble, the purpose of human life is to prosper and live happily. The function of government is to provide the conditions that let individuals fulfill that purpose. The prime law guarantees those conditions by forbidding the use of initiatory force, fraud, or coercion by any person or group against any individual's property or contract. Article 1. No person, group of persons, or government shall initiate force, threat of force, or fraud against any individual's self, property, or contract. Article 2. Force is morally and legally justified only for protection from those who violate Article 1. Article 3. No exceptions shall exist for Articles 1 and 2. And that's what I fell in love with. If we could amend this to the Constitution and take out initiatory force, we will rip the power from the career politicians, because they make us do what they want us them to do. Whatever they want, their bogus agendas, they do it by force. They do it with guns. We don't have guns. They do. You can own your house and owe $3,000-$4,000 in taxes, and they'll take it. They don't come cut your grass. They don't shovel your driveway. They don't do anything. Where does the money go? Well, I'll tell you where the money goes. The money goes to offshore accounts. The money goes not into America. It does not get re-looped. So there's some stimulation that needs to be done, and the prime law is where it begins and ends.
Thank you, Dominic.
Thank you,
Shalini. I'm sure you gave some great – all of you so far have given some great insight into – the 12 Visions Party to our listeners, so I really appreciate that. I'd like to ask the treasurer of the 12 Visions Party of the state of New York, Helen Betzenhauser, how is the 12 Visions Party, in your opinion, going to help the poor?
It will help them easily by asking them what their dreams were or are, and helping them to perhaps start a business or help them in what they are employed in now. And this will help them to begin their journey to independence and being self-leaders, which will increase their productivity and please their employers or their customers, whichever they have. And that's how I think they will help.
Okay. Now, where the 12 Visions Party will help to reduce taxes as well, and obviously that's going to help the poor. How will that be done?
Well, in this state, we would need to have a 12 Visions Party governor who can direct us to the protection-only budget, which will reduce the social services, which will be taken over by the civilian people who are already doing a good job with that. And most people that are on welfare, if they're supported by the state, they will be counseled to in their dreams, in their Friday night, what we call the Friday night essence, and that will help them to direct their activities and efforts towards self-employment and self-leadership.
So you're saying that these programs will still exist to help out, but privately owned businesses will indeed be taking over this rather than the government control of it, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. Sounds good to me. Well, thank you, Helen. I'm going to come back to you in a little while, but we have one more guest, and that's Charles Riley. Charles is secretary of the TVP of the state of New York. And Charles, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Glad to be here. And glad to listen to all the comments that, you know, we've heard so far. Very stimulating.
Well, I was going to ask you, like, what is your stimulating motivation for being involved in the 12 Visions Party of the state of New York?
Yeah, my motivation comes from when I was first reading the writings of Mark Hamilton. And it goes back into some history. James J. Hill. And I would encourage everyone who listens to this to get a copy of the book Entrepreneurs versus the State, because in that book, it gives a story. Well, James J. Hill is one of the main stories, but he's not the only one. But in that book, it shows what the other officers have said before about making everyone rich, including the poor, showing that initiatory force and taxation is wrong, and too much government involvement is actually a bad thing for us, he showed that by what he did. I mean, James J. Hill, the history of him shows that he built an intercontinental railroad without government help at all. And at the same time, all the other intercontinental railroads were being subsidized by the government. And every last one of them went into default. And not only did they go into default, but they were full of corruption and crime and all kind of things that happen, you know, when the government gets too involved in things. And so he showed, and James J. Hill, I was very stimulated by this, as you could probably hear, but James J. Hill, he showed that a market businessman, as was mentioned by Costas and Dominic, a market businessman, an honest one, can make everyone rich, including the poor. He actually did this. Mm-hmm. You know, with his railroad, he actually made people who had nothing, he made them into rich, wealthy, happy people doing work that they love to do and without government assistance at all. And not only did he help our own citizens to become wealthy and rich, but he also spread out to other continents and did the same thing with them. And this is a man who did this without government help. He did it by his own integrating mind. He did it in a field that he loved to be working in. And so he's a historical example of everything that I feel that the 12 Visions Party stands for, and as what has been brought out before. You know, we don't need government to be involved. Oh, we need protection, yes, you know, that's fine. But that's where it should end. You know, when you have market businessmen who are providing the needs for people, that's where the success comes from. And I think that all of us, as we look around in this country today and even in other parts of the world, you know, in things that the government is involved in, it's always bureaucracy, corruption going on, people doing certain things. James J. Hill proved that everyone can be rich, including those who are poor. And he just took the lead and did that. And that's like one of my main stimulations for wanting to be involved as much as I can, because he already proved that this can be done. Our founding fathers, you know, they meant for this to really to be the case, but there was something that they missed. Why they missed it? You know, I wasn't living back then, so I'm not going to speculate on that, you know, but they missed, you know, that certain point, you know, the prime law. And, you know, James J. Hill is an historical example to show that this can be done. It's not impossible. It's not a fairy tale. The things that the 12 Visions Party is standing for, as mentioned, the prime law, making all the rich, everyone wealthy, including the poor, this can be done. All it takes is a change in thinking.
No, it's okay. I'm very much aware of James J. Hill as well, and I'd like to add a point to that. Government did indeed take over his business to reap the rewards of it, and now I look for James J. Hill in my children's history books. He's nowhere to be mentioned. Nowhere.
Right.
And so this is, so I totally agree with you. This is where the 12 Visions Party steps up and comes into the picture and says, you know, this is your baby, your creation. We support it. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want government to take it over and reap the rewards and the benefits from it. So thank you, Charles. I really appreciate what you said and bringing up James J. Hill, because that's one of my passions as well. Earlier, I remember Charles Riley mentioning Mark Hamilton, And Mark Hamilton is the founder of the NeoThink Society and the 12 Visions Party. And there are 12, I believe, affiliated chartered and affiliated states around the country hosting the 12 Visions Party and officers of those states and its messages. So all of you listening, if you'd like to go to this website, it's www.activeneothinkmembers.com, and you can sign up there and find clubhouses in your area where you can meet people like who I have on the phone today and start your 12 Visions Party in your state. It's so very exciting. And all of you, I just want, we have to wind, oh, and before we go, another, though, for those of you in the state of New York, we have the 12 Visions Party State of New York website, and it's www.tvpofny.org. That's www.tvpofny.org. And I'd like to thank again Kostas Despos, chairman of the 12 Visions Party of the State of New York, Dominic Leonardo, vice chair, Charles Riley, secretary, and Helen Betzenhauser, treasurer. Thank you all so much for coming on NeoThink Radio. I really appreciate it, and so do my listeners for sure.
Thank you, Shalene.
Thank you, Shalene.
Join myself and others on October 8th as I personally host the 12 Visions Party of New York's Super Clubhouse. It will be held in Saratoga Springs, New York, and for more information, visit www.tvpofny.org and click on the Events tab. Hope to see you there.
NTR.
NeoThink Radio Network.
NTR.
NeoThink Radio Network. Visit NeoThinkRadio.com.